Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic is seated in his easy chair with a newspaper, while young Rush, on the Davenport, reads aloud from a volume of vigorous fiction.
Rear Lieutenant Stanley realized with dismay that he and Lady Margaret were completely surrounded by counterfeit and South Sea Islanders. "Have courage, sweetheart," he muttered. The beautiful woman grew pale as death, but she straightened her slim figure and said bravely, "I will hit those counterfeit and South Sea Islanders with my parasol if they come any closer." And she flourished the puny weapon with a belligerence that forced the handsome young officer to smile. The leader of the desperados advanced two steps forward, and Third Lieutenant Stanley...
Listen. Thought I heard the back door open.
Probably mine.
Isn't Mom upstairs?
No, when she got through washing the dishes.
Hi, out there.
Hi.
Oh, that's funny. I'd have sworn I heard her go upstairs.
Right after supper?
Yeah.
You heard me go upstairs. You were sitting there in your chair with your eyes closed, dozing.
Yeah, I guess I did drop off a couple of minutes.
Mine's been next door to Scott's returning a teacup she borrowed.
Mm.
The leader of the desperados advanced two steps, and Third Lieutenant Stanley threw a protecting arm around Lady Margaret. "We are in fearful peril, sweetheart," he said hoarsely. "But as long as I have an ounce of strength in my body, I will fight
for you." Hi, cutie.
Hi. Fred and Ruthie telephone?
Nope.
Unless Fred has to put in overtime at the foundry, I wouldn't be surprised by what they want to play 500.
Why don't you call them?
No. Ruthie and I left it. They'd call if Fred was free.
Mm.
"We are in fearful peril, sweetheart," he said hoarsely. "But as long as I have an ounce of strength in my body..."
I don't believe I want to hear any more of that sandbag old curling iron.
I'm just getting to where it's exciting.
Papa isn't in a mood for excitement this evening.
Okay. It's your loss.
Yes, it is. Kiddo, people tell me you've been next door.
Returned Miss Scott a teacup of sugar I borrowed.
Did Miss Scott inquire after your handsome husband's health?
She said my handsome husband had a heart-shaped face.
Next time you see her, tell her she's got a heart-shaped face of her own self.
I'm not fooling. Mr. Gook's got a heart-shaped face.
Ma Scott fancies herself a humorist, huh? But if she gets funny with me, I'm liable to whip out a few witty cracks concerning her features.
She wasn't being comical. Just passed along a little information she got from her friend, Miss DeLacy.
Oh, get out.
I thought you said you'd never seen Miss DeLacy.
I haven't, that I know of.
How she happened to be so familiar with your heart-shaped face, then.
Oh, you're kidding me, ain't you, say?
Why should I be kidding you?
Is this Miss DeLacy the woman that lives over on Kelsey Street, works at the candy
You
factory?
Know who Miss DeLacy is.
I know.
Yellow Roadster. Wonderful position at the candy factory. We've talked about her enough. What's the idea, sitting there looking blank? Haven't you ever heard the name, Pauline DeLacy?
Sure, but
Pretty soon you'll be asking me who that boy is sitting there on the Davenport.
Rush Gook.
I'll say.
Brutus Johnson attempted to let on another day. He couldn't remember his own name.
Haven't you got studying to do?
Huh?
Well, get yourself a book and read.
I got a book. I am reading.
This what's-your-name woman actually
what's-your-name woman. Pauline DeLacy. You appreciate it's Pauline DeLacy.
She told Ma Scott I had a heart-shaped face.
Yeah.
How'd she happen to do that?
Probably because you've got a heart-shaped face.
Well, have I?
Well, how would I know? I very seldom pay any attention to heart-shaped faces. I have other things to do with my time. Ish.
Well, under what circumstances did Ma Scott mention
no
this?
No circumstances to it. She just said her friend Pauline had remarked on Mr. Gook's heart-shaped face.
I see.
Oh, set you right up.
It makes me laugh. So absurd to think of it.
Don't see why it wouldn't set you up. Beautiful, smart, fashionable, high-stepping lady like Pauline DeLacy, screaming and raving and going out of her head over your looks.
Did she scream and rave and go out of her head?
Yeah.
I'm flattered.
You ought to be.
Wonder where she saw this heart-shaped face of mine.
I wondered that myself, especially since you say you never set eyes on her in your life.
I haven't, did I know of?
Strange that she'd know your gorgeous heart-shaped face as well as she knows the palm of her hand, and yet the two of you have never met.
That is strange.
Very.
Did she go on record as saying she knows my gorgeous heart-shaped face as well as she knows the palm of her hand?
Sure.
I see your heart-shaped face once, Kyle.
Yeah. Hold it out.
Oh, Sandy.
Jumpy as a young girl wearing her first evening dress.
What?
You.
Me?
Jumpy as a young girl wearing her first evening dress.
Why?
Oh, what silly talk.
I agree.
Mine means you feel flattered to receive a snappy compliment. Ladies passing remarks about your heart-shaped face give you a goosebumps.
Fred and Ruthie.
It might possibly be Rooster Davis.
Sit still. I'll answer it.
Rooster said this afternoon he had something of an important, trivial nature to discuss.
Might be somebody wanting to talk to your father about his heart-shaped face.
I think we've had sufficient fun over my heart-shaped
face. Hello. Oh, yes, lady. Had an idea you'd call. Why, I'm pretty sure so. You want to play 500, don't you?
And if you're going to be grumpy...
Ruthie's waiting here. What'll I tell her?
Well, I'd enjoy a few hands
of you. Sure, lady. All right. All right, fine. That'll be dandy. All right. All right, Ruthie. Bye.
Are you coming here?
Uh-huh.
I expect Fred's got to pump up 9 tires first.
She never said. Gonna change your shirt?
No.
You'll at least put on your shoes, I hope.
Oh, shucks, kiddo. Just because some half-wit neighbor hands you out a lot of axle grease, you act like a
tree. I'm not acting like anything. You're welcome to your heart-shaped face. Your heart-shaped face don't bother me one way or the other.
Okay, let's drop the subject of my heart-shaped face.
Okay, let's do.
Smelly Clark's Uncle Strap once received
you
a
compliment. You gotta trot after ice cream.
Should I go after it right this minute?
Only thing puzzles me is, where did Pauline DeLacy get so familiar with your face?
That is puzzling. I don't suppose you doubt me, do you? When I say I've never, to the best of my knowledge, set eyes on the woman?
Not at all.
Why didn't you ask Miss Scott?
Ask Miss Scott what?
Where Miss DeLacy noticed my face was heart-shaped.
I just guess I wasn't interested enough.
You're interested enough now.
I went next door to return a teacup of sugar I borrowed, Vic. Just to return a teacup of sugar I borrowed. That was all.
I know,
give Rush money for ice cream.
What flavor you people want?
Well, get the special. It's 5 cents cheaper on the quart.
Okay.
I bet I know how it was. Miss DeLacy was next door visiting Ms. Scott, and they happened to see me out the window.
Oh.
Well, sure, that's how it was. That's how it had to be. Because, like I said 12 times, I haven't the slightest idea what the woman looks like. She's seen me, but I haven't seen her. She happened to glance out Scott's living room window, and I was leaving for the office or coming home from the office, and probably my profile showed up to pretty good advantage. And then I happened to turn my head, and the general contours of my face resembled a heart. And she remarked to Miss Scott, I had a heart-shaped face. Miss Scott,
oh, goodness, Vic. You're going to sit there and rave and brag about your heart-shaped face all night?
I was merely attempting to explain what...
She's tired, hammering away at the same old thing hour after hour. Goodness, let's forget it.
Certainly suits me. Bear in mind, though, that I have nothing to do with this. You were the party that...
Oh, ish. You're welcome to your heart-shaped face. Only thing is, why tire everybody out with it? Give Rush money for ice cream.
Yeah.
Hope you don't get to bragging and blowing to Fred and Ruthie about how beautiful you are.
By that same token, I hope you get over this loony mood you're in.
I'm not in a loony mood.
You are, too. If you think a minute, you'll realize how foolish you're being.
Fiddle.
Here's a dollar stone, Bruce.
May I have a dime?
No.
Yeah, kind of halfway give your heart-shaped face a rest while Fred and Ruthie are here. They don't want to hear all
that. Sadie, you brought up this junk. I didn't. Had nothing whatever to do with it. Some woman I've never set eyes on in my life makes a half-wit statement about my appearance, and you get all upset and grumpy. Gosh.
Yeah?
Do me a favor before you trot after ice cream, will you? Run upstairs and bring down a looking glass.
Looking glass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna admire my heart-shaped face in the mirror, Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna sit here and grin and smirk and flirt and make goo-goo eyes at myself into that mirror until you wish you'd never heard of a heart-shaped face.